Oh, excuse me for a minute while I step inside the control room. Ah, that's better. Now, please be patient a few more seconds while we pay the bills.
Sohegan Wood Products' two core plugs feature superior crush strength, helping paper companies reduce loss claims for pennies per roll. See their ads on Nip Impressions at www.nipimpressions.com.
Did you say Hairmaster?
No, you dimwit. Airmaster.
Caremaster?
No, Airmaster.
Daremaster?
Clean your ears out. I said Airmaster.
Stairmaster?
Oops, don't try that one. It's probably trademarked by someone else. Airmaster.
Ha ha, got you on that one. I said Stairmaster. S-T-A-R-E. Master. Tear Master?
I'm going to tear you. Air Master!
Oh, I get it. Air Master.
Yes, Air Master.
But what do they do?
Air Master Aerator, the patented aerator that makes a difference. More than an aerator, a complete waste treatment system. Air Master Aerator.
This column was composed by Jim Thompson. I'm Chuck Swan reading it for Jim. And the column is headlined, Corruption Month is Here Again. Here's what Jim has to say about Corruption Month. Every August, we focus on corruption we have seen or heard about in the industry in the past year. As usual, these stories will be told by FOSS, a pulp rat. It's my privilege to put Foss's stories in print for you. Disclaimer, any resemblances here to real people, places, institutions, or events are purely coincidental. This is somewhat a work of fiction. And Foss continues with Chapter 12 of Pulp Rats, an unpleasant story. The conference this year was held on big waters way to the west and north. Countless numbers of quivers to get there. I couldn't even count the twinkles it took to get there. It was more than all the toes I have. Attendance was not quite as good as it had been in the past due to the distance most rats had to travel from their own mills. However, in the scratchings we had received, the Great Mother was promised an interesting and informative conference, so I decided to make the trip. One of the advantages of having the conference in this location is that we were able to meet some new rats from farther north and west who often did not attend the southern conferences. Sadly, the stories they told were similar to the ones we heard in our own territory. The Great Mother called the conference to order. I want to welcome all of you to our conference this year, she said. First, I want to recognize the old faces I have seen before and thank you for making the trip. Second, let's all give a welcome to our friends from the north who have not been able to attend before. The Great Mother continued, please remember these sessions are being recorded. In fact, nodding to her right, you will note we have increased the number of chewers again. Mr. Jim, note you call them clerks. To three paws worth. She concluded with, all right, who is our first witness? Bun sauntered up to the witness stand. He was a big rat, well-fed and very confident of himself. Well, I'm glad to be here, Bun began. The Great Mother said, where are you from, son? Why, from up north, eh? I could have guessed. What is your story? Well, Bun continued, up in our country, a great deal of effort is spent keeping track of the timber and how it is cared for, harvested, and so forth, eh? Who does this? Asked the Great Mother. Various entities. The government, freelance, environmental agencies, and groups of people that have been here even longer than we have, eh? Okay, what's the problem? Turns out these entities are all composed of people just like people that operate pulp and paper mills, eh? Yes, well, they're subject to corruption, too. The pulp and paper people sometimes give the people in these entities money in order to modify the scratchings. You know how many trees are cut, where they go, how many trees are replanted, eh? So the numbers are not always honest, eh? Said the great mother. She quickly followed with, "Darn, you've got me saying it now, too." "Saying what, eh?" Bun replied. "Eh, you snow-covered imbecile." The great mother regained her composure. "Chewers make several copies of this testimony. I want to make sure we send a copy to our friends to the north. If you have a corruption story, please send it to jim.thompson@ipulpmedia.com. Or if you prefer and are more comfortable with my classic email address, jthompson@taii.com. Feel free to use it. Your story will be kept in strictest confidence. Nip Impressions is written by Jim Thompson, usually voiced by Jim Thompson, and is copyright 2017, Pappalittalo Publications, Duluth, Georgia, USA. All rights reserved.